Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm your host, Kimbo, the podcast where we uncover the stories behind the creativity. Get ready to be inspired. So sit back and grab a slice of life.
I'm on the Slice of Life podcast with Kimbo. Yeah.
What is up, you guys? We are back with episode 6 here with Charles. Charles is an actor, model. J3 Productions is your manager?
Correct. Willie Johnson. He's the man. Love him to death.
Yeah. And then also Klutz.
Yep. Klutz Agency, located here in Dallas, Texas. Again, with Eddie and Chris. Love them. They get me work and we all have a good relationship. So
yeah. How did you, how long have you been with Klutz?
I've been with Klutz probably 2 years now. Again, through my manager, Willie Johnson. He helped develop me, you know, my headshots, test shooting, all those things, and then submitted me to agencies. And then, you know, Klutz picked up the ball and we've just been running ever since. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So would you suggest a manager like over someone who just has a talent agent? Like, what's the significance, like the difference?
Well, my personal relationship with Willie is stronger than others. So I can't say take this route versus not take this route. But me and him, what we work on is kind of development. So it's test shooting. It's what hairstyles work, what markets are, does my look and skills, you know, benefit the most in, you know, there's LA market, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, Europe, so on and so forth. So it's just like, where am I a specific fit for? So he has a really good eye at that and he has his connections worldwide. So he helps me develop and, you know, test with new agents, new photographers, coaching skills, things of that nature to just hone it all in to complete a better package to present to these markets before just going in there kind of blind.
Okay, I see. So how did you discover your passion for acting?
In college, honestly. So I transferred from Texas Tech in Lubbock. 5 hours away to UNT, probably 40 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So in transferring, I didn't know anyone there. Was walking around campus, saw a flyer for just like a casting call flyer, basically a student film. I went out for it, got the role, and my major was business. So I didn't know much about acting or anything. And obviously the student submitted it. And then the professor ended up emailing me and was like, "Hey, is this your major?" I'm like, "No." He was like, "Well, you should stay involved in this." And I'm just like, "All right." So I took his advice and, you know, I did like some film clubs on campus, you know, some other student projects, and it just kind of all snowballed affecting to where I'm at today. So it's been
It was just something you just saw on a whim because you weren't even.
Yeah. I mean, I've always liked visual arts, you know, photography, movies, you know, that's acting, modeling. You know, that's always been my art form that speaks to me that I can connect with. Nothing against dance or music, but you know, the visual art is just what I best express myself with. You know, I try to write poems, not the best at that. So visually, you know, I can express myself and get out those emotions or feelings and express that thoroughly. So that's why I got into acting because, you know, you can be intensely sad or intensely mad, you know, and it's normal in these settings because you're a character. So it's just like you hold on to it until you can release it. And, you know, it was just a healthier way than, you know, overloading at the gym or, you know, not going to say some other stuff, but yeah.
When was it you decided to like, did you get a talent agent right away after college or?
No. So that was the goal and that was the mission. But it was definitely hard getting into that. Right. So again, it was, jumping into anything and everything that I saw, student films, extra roles, background roles, things of that nature, and just building my resume, networking, connecting with other people. And along the way, you know, you meet people and they say, "Hey, I'm with so-and-so agency," you know, okay, write it to the list, you know, "Hey, you know, I know this manager." Okay. Add it to the list. And, you know, then you just do your due diligence, you do your research, then you, you know, follow up correctly. And through that process, a mutual friend was like, hey, you know, I have a manager. He's actually adding new people to his roster. You should come to lunch with us, have talk with him, talk to him, and, you know, the rest is history. So
what was your first acting role like with Klutz?
With Klutz? My first acting role with Klutz was a commercial. And my memory is so bad. I think it was a Lincoln ad. So it was just, no, I take that back. It was a hospital. They had me in scrubs and everything. And it was just kind of a fun little shoot. You know, they came in we rented out. That's actually the best thing about that whole situation. It was in a high school in my district that I grew up in. So I just thought that was kind of like a full circle moment. So it's just like, I went to high school in this area. Now my passion, my career is taking off again, right back where I grew up, like 5 minutes away. So I always loved that. So.
And where are you from?
I live in Arlington, Texas. Well, raised in Arlington, Texas. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you said you were born in Michigan?
Yeah. Born in Michigan, lived in Atlanta. Now I reside in Texas. So pretty good journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the warmth.
I was like, exactly why you came here.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. I like the warm, and you know, you get what you wish for, because it's 113 on my birthdays now. So I don't know. There's no in between.
Your birthday's in the summer?
August.
Yeah.
The heat of it all. So
Are there any specific acting techniques or methods that you find effective?
Methods, I would say character development. Me personally, I break down my character to the T. Like, you can pinpoint, you can interview me as my character. I can tell you their favorite color, why their sister's mad at them, you know, the job they got fired from, you know, do they walk with a limp? Did their parents go to school? You know, I break down that story so much. So if it comes to improv-ing on a set, you know, I am my character, so I can just instantly react as them. And, you know, it helps me connect with them more, building their story and background, that, you know, once I'm on set, it just seems more authentic and it doesn't seem more acting, because I am that person. I'm just reliving versus, you know, script reading or script memorization.
You use that same technique like when you're doing your auditions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's really key, because, you know, auditions, you might have 48 hour turnaround to submit them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as soon as I see the email, okay, whatever plans I had, I got to stop that. I got to break down this character just so I can embrace it all the way. Cause, you know, it's one thing to, I just like to give 110%, you know, you could half ass it, or you could give it your all. You know, I feel like it's better to give it your all, give it 150%, and they tell you to tone it down, versus you give them 100%, and then they ask, hey, can I get a little more? And it's just like, that was all I had. So, you know,
he was like, what, you want more?
It was like, how do you muster that up? So, you know, shoot high and then reel it back in if necessary.
Can you share any memorable experiences or moments on set?
There's a lot of memories. I mean, going down to Austin and shooting, you know, a Tito's commercial, that was super fun. It was a game day commercial. So, you know, they rented out a bar, they rented out a football stadium, and, you know, just being in a whole new city and environment, and, you know, Austin's real lively, you know, you make friends with the people on the set.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
You become like best friends with them, and then you don't see them for like
months, you know,
months,
yeah.
Year, maybe.
You see them online, you're just like, I love you, still working, man, rooting for you. So, you know, that was really memorable, just because, you know, I remember I got booked for it and I was out of town. So I literally got off the plane, drove straight from Dallas to Austin, slept in my car, showered at the gym, and went to set.
It really be like that.
It is. You got to get it done somehow. So that's the commitment you have to do within the industry. So
yeah, literally the other day, like, I got my call time 6:30 a.m.
Yep.
I was like, okay. So I woke up at 3, I had like 3 hours of sleep,
right?
Drove down to Austin, and I was just like,
Yeah. And Austin's not close.
This is it. I know.
Yeah. So you got to do it sometimes. And it's just
putting
like
my makeup on in the car, brushing my teeth outside the car. I got a water bottle spinning. Yep. Like, this is life right now.
It's like cruise control. You're doing two things over here. It's just like, I'm going to make it somehow. Yeah. So I understand. I've done that drive plenty of times and in the dark, the wee hours of the morning. And those call times are never like a reasonable time. It's just like 5-6 in the morning. And I'm like, okay. I can take a power nap, leave at 3 in the morning, get there on time, and it's just got to get it done. So,
I mean, we love the hustle, huh?
Definitely, definitely.
Have you ever had to step out of your comfort zone for a role?
Of course, yeah. You know, I think that's the beauty of acting and the art of it all is because you may think you know how you want it to do it, mm-hmm. but then a director, producer can tell you a different direction and you have to be coachable and, you know, go off of their direction. And what I always say is you need to kind of know yourself when acting, because in my scenario, what I was doing, it was kind of a deeper scene. So it's kind of like sad and traumatizing. So within reliving that and, you know, trying to portray that, you know, I was bringing up stuff that I thought I was over and, you know, healed from. But it's just like, now that, you know, he said cut, I'm still feeling all these emotions. So how do I get out of this? So, you know, definitely knowing yourself and I wouldn't say your limits, but definitely knowing how to pull that out. So I would say that was an experience that, you know, I wasn't necessarily comfortable with a camera in front of it, but I was comfortable reliving it, if that makes sense.
So how do you go back to like just your normal self after that?
You have to have ways to ground yourself, going on walks, nature, listening to music. You know, I have different playlists for mm-hmm. each emotion. You know, if I want to be, you know, uplifted, if I want to be sad, I have a sad playlist. You know, if I want to be, you know, kind of grumpy or, you know, whatever the emotion is, you know, confidence, so on and so forth. So just have a good playlist that can pull you out of that, you know, get some fresh air, the sun, drink your favorite drink, favorite candy, snack, you know, play with a dog. You know, there's so many different methods that can pull you out and bring you back to yourself. Cause, you know, life is short. So you don't want to just be stuck in a very tough situation. So you just want to enjoy it all.
Was that for like a commercial or was that no,
it was,
film?
Yeah, it was a student film.
Yeah, because usually commercials, they're all like.
Commercials are happy.
Comedic, happy. Yeah.
We're trying to sell and push something. Yeah. So, you know, enjoy the moment. But yeah, for this film, it was like a brother and a sister that got lost and separated. And again, you know, I thought I was okay with this. I have two older sisters. And then in filming it, it was like, you're not really hitting what we're trying mm-hmm. to look for. And I'm just like, okay. So I dove deeper into it. I'm just like, I do remember that time my sisters left me at the store and at a walk home. Like that was kind of scary. So it's just like 8-year-old me versus 20-year-old me. It's just like, I can get past this. So.
Yeah. That's very like, that's challenging in a way, like, but you got to like train your mind.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Do you have a favorite project you did or a commercial?
Not to be biased, but anything in Austin, it's kind of top tier. I don't know. Maybe it's just being in a different city. Again, I'm grateful for like my first project. That was super fun. Any of the student films, you know, I'm super close with all those directors and producers to this day. But no, I mean, I cherish them all. There, I can't really say one over the other. If I had to say, I did a ESPN 30 for 30 reenactment, and that was fun. It was the story of Carter High School. And this might be selfish, but like at the end of the day, they let us like keep all the clothes and like shoes. So that was pretty fun.
That's
yeah.
A plus, cause
yeah.
That never happens.
That you never get to keep the clothes. I'm just like, all right, thank you for this. So that was nice.
Do you have a specific like dream role?
Dream role?
Or in a movie, in a film, like commercial?
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Commercial, maybe like a Crest White commercial or an M&M commercial. Super Bowl commercial for sure. Top tier on my dream list. Movie role? maybe like a dramatic, like psychological movie, like a Leo movie or Matthew McConaughey type of movie where it's just like, what just happened? What did I just watch? And you got to rewatch it. And you know, those are the movies that like I like watching. So I would want to play that.
Yeah,
definitely. So super cool. What about yourself? What's your dream role?
I've said this before. I wanted, you know how like Jake from State Farm? Like,
yeah. He's the face of it. So
literally,
that's super cool.
Yeah. I mean, he gets to experience those. They do those commercials anywhere.
Yeah. You know? Anywhere. Yeah. You know,
on a plane, in a shoe store, like they're everywhere. And then he got to meet Drake and, you know, I love Drake.
Yep. Yep.
He's Patrick Mahomes. Like, exactly. He got to meet everybody. So yeah. I was like, I'm trying to be you, Jake.
Exactly. I was like, those endorsement deals start coming in. So you get to meet all the people they endorse and sponsor. Yeah. So
every time a Jake from State Farm commercial comes on, I appreciate it very much.
Of course, of course.
I was like, I want to be you.
Hey, you got to root for everyone. It'll come right back to you. So, not bad.
I know, because sometimes people, like, when commercials come on, people are like...
Yeah, turn it down. Yeah. Or, you know, on the phone.
No. Being an actor, it's like, you kind of appreciate it so much more. And you're like, hey.
You do. You definitely do.
Like, I auditioned for that. Hey, man. Have you seen those? Like, have you seen
I have. I think it's even crazier when you're watching your commercial and you see someone you know. And I'm just like,
wait a minute.
It changes how you view commercials, honestly. Yeah. Cause I'm just like, oh, all of these people are actors at this point. Like, this is all staged and, you know, they live in Fort Worth too. Like, what are you guys doing?
They're down the street from me.
Right.
Do you have any advice for aspiring actors who are just starting out?
Of course. You know, definitely believe in yourself 100%, 110%. You know, everyone's not going to see the vision that you have. So definitely believe in yourself and follow your dream no matter what. You know, like I said, I started in college. So my major was something completely different. I remember I got a role for a project the same week that I got denied a job. So I'm just like, I think this is a higher calling saying this is the path you should be going down. Like you're forcing, you know, this corporate cubicle route. And nothing against that to anyone that does it. But, you know, you want to be an actor. Here's that role that's going to help you in the future. So, you know, just believe in yourself. Have the confidence. Actually, my number one thing is practice. Always practice. It will set you apart from everyone. You know, you have 30 minutes in the shower, you know, look in the mirror.
That's a long shower.
Yeah, I mean, okay. And that is a super long shower. But, you know, getting ready in the morning, you know, when you're just mindlessly scrolling, you know, follow the people that you want to be like, you know, follow the actors, the models, the production companies, you know, follow the behind the scene, accounts, you know, follow those and have that absorbed into your subconscious in the back of your mind instead of, you know, just random foolishness. You know, the more that you intake that positivity, the more that you can project that out. So I would say that's my biggest advice is practice and believe in yourself.
That's solid advice, guys.
Definitely.
Make sure you got a notebook and a pen. Write it down.
Write it down and apply it. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have a favorite pizza?
Pizza. Ooh, I do have a favorite pizza. Supreme. Give me all the toppings all at once and I can eat a whole box by myself.
Really? From where?
I'm not proud of it, but I can do it.
From where?
Anywhere, basically. Yeah. So it's super fire. What's yours?
Just pepperoni because I'm basic.
You adding
boring.
Toppings to it?
No.
What? No crushed pepper.
It's
no.
Interesting because when I ask people like what their favorite pizza is, I've been getting more like pizza places rather than
fair
pizza
enough.
Toppings. And I was like, oh, okay. Y'all are thinking of a different perspective here.
Fair enough. Like, you want me to recommend you a pizza place?
You have any?
Crooked Crust.
See, every time, and then every time someone, I was like, never heard of that.
What? Oh, man. There's two locations. There's one in Denton and then there's one in Irving. And top tier, get the spicy Alfredo pizza to die for. Again, I can finish a whole box by myself. So,
see?
Yeah.
So spicy Alfredo, they don't got the Supreme there. Well, I'm pretty sure they
do, but I mean,
I'm pretty sure they can cook it up.
You can't go wrong with that. That's just all the toppings in one. So, yeah, now the spicy Alfredo, no toppings needed or, you know, pepper, parmesan, mm-hmm. just a little ranch. Do you even dip it in ranch?
No, because I don't like ranch.
So you're just eating the pizza dry, just
pretty much.
Okay, hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't like ranch. I'd rather my salads, I'll do like balsamic or Italian.
Okay, all right, I can respect that. Respect. Yeah, yeah. I love a good balsamic, so that's fine.
But you can't eat that with pizza. I mean, you can, but if you want,
maybe like a. Have you ever had like a strawberry balsamic?
I don't know if that would pair well.
Yeah. Balsamic. I don't think that would pair well.
Yeah. So. I don't like it mixing.
No worries. No worries.
The sweet and sour.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of different flavor profiles going on. Yeah. Sweet and savory.
All right, Charles. Thanks. Appreciate you for coming on, sharing your wisdom.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, guys. Charles here. Could be on your next TV screen. Well, hopefully. He will be on your next TV screen.
I will.
If you haven't seen him already.
Right.
Do you usually see your
myself? So that's the thing with film. You film it and then it goes to post production. You forget about it. And then 6 months later, your aunt's sending you something. I'm just like, I forgot I did that. And so
hit or miss.
Yeah, hit or miss. Definitely. It's all out in the wild. So yeah, it's kind of hard because like, people say, oh, can I see your reel? I don't know where it's
at. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't see them. I don't know where they are.
Yeah,
I'll it's get just lucky like, if I see them. Like, oh, I did that 2 years ago, but I'm posting it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, just trust me, I did it, but I haven't. I don't know where it's at, man.
You'll see this on your TV screen, all right? Maybe we'll be on set together some.
Hopefully. Yeah. Looking forward.
Thank you, guys. YouTube fam, subscribe, like. Don't forget to comment. You can find Kimbo Slice of Life on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We will see you guys in 2 weeks.